The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello again, and welcome everyone, wherever in this world you are joining us from. Lovely to see you and to be with you. So, I want to invite us to just start with a meditation, and I'll share the theme during the meditation, if that's all right with you. So without further ado, let's practice together. Let's arrive. Let's arrive in this moment in time, in this body. Every moment a new arrival. And whatever has been happening today for many of us on the East Coast, this is the end of the day, still. Whatever has been arising, can we release? Can we release all the thoughts, preoccupations? Give them a nod, appreciate them, and then put them down. Can we put them down? And giving our hearts to this moment's practice, taking refuge. Taking refuge. The simplicity of this moment. Turning our gaze to turn inward. The flow of the breath. In breath, out breath. Sensations of sitting and being breathed. I want to share a poem that I would like to set the tone for this meditation together. It's a short poem called Late Fragment by Raymond Carver. And did you get what you wanted from this life? Even so, I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth, to call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on this earth. Can we call ourselves beloved? Let ourselves to feel beloved, loved on this earth. Poem is quite poignant because it is the final poem. Ever published is the last published work of Raymond Carver. And he was at the time when he wrote this poem, he was dying of cancer. So this is the last poem published. I'll read it one more time. It's quite poignant and beautiful to me. And did you get what you wanted from this life? Even so, I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on this earth. Let's consider that it's not just a selfish act to call ourselves beloved, to hold ourselves beloved on this earth. It's a stance of friendliness that we cultivate towards all beings, all beings. Seeing them as beloved on this earth, they too are beloved. They hold themselves as beloved. We're all beloved. So, this practice is so simple, like this poem. Sitting with eyes closed, going internal, calling ourselves beloved, holding ourselves, feeling ourselves beloved on this earth. And later, I will invite you to turn your gaze outward, the gaze of your heart, not your eyes, and calling other beings beloved, seeing how beloved they are to themselves, to other beings who care for them, all of us, beloved. And let's start with ourselves, with each breath. And if challenges arise, self-criticism, can we hold that too, this too? Calling it beloved. Dear critical mind, you too, beloved. Holding all with care, with love. So simple, so simple. To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on this earth. We'll spend another couple of minutes with ourselves before I invite us to switch. I would like to invite you to bring to your heart someone who is dear to you, a human being or a pet. In your heart, can you call them beloved? Feel them held as beloved on this earth. Your eyes are open. I do recommend closing your eyes. Really bringing an image of them up in your heart space, in your mind. It works much better, this practice, with eyes closed than open in this part. Feel this person is a beloved. To feel them as beloved on this earth. What does that bring up in your heart, in your mind, in your whole body? And now we'll expand further, inviting you to bring to heart, to mind, someone you don't really know, stand in for all of humanity, a neutral person from your neighborhood, your grocery store. And consider that this being, this person, is beloved to someone. Somebody calls this being beloved. This person is a child of someone, perhaps a parent of someone, a sibling. They are beloved on this earth. Someone really cares about their welfare and their own life. The life of this being is beloved to them. They have a just as complex inner life as you do, as I do. They cherish their life. They are a beloved. Can you feel, hold witness to this person you don't know as a beloved? They are beloved. And then some other random person, perhaps choose an imaginary person in a part of the world that's right now having difficulty. People under stress, not feeling safe. And imagine a child, a human in this part of the world as beloved. They don't speak the same language you do. They don't look like you. They are beloved, another fellow human being. They are so dear. They are beloved. Call them beloved. And now expanding further. Choosing one person who has recently perhaps pushed your buttons a bit, or some historical complication, entanglement. And maybe not choose person who's number 10 out of 10 on the scale. Something a little gentler to work with right now. Maybe 4 or 5. And see that this being, this person, is beloved to others. There are people who genuinely care about this person. This person is an object of affection. Allow yourself to see this for just 1 second. Maybe in your mind you can keep them at a distance, and yet do see that they are beloved of someone else. As much as your heart wants to resist it, it's true. And if it becomes really difficult, let it go. Come back to yourself or any other category. Don't push. And for the last minute of this practice, bring to heart all the beings that you invited to your heart space, yourself, your dear being, the neutral being, person, in the place of strife, and the person you're having difficulty with. All beloveds on this earth, not to condone harmful action, but as the Buddha said, hatred never ceases through hatred. Through love alone does it end. This is an ancient and eternal law. Calling all beloved, including myself. May I see myself as beloved, call myself beloved, feel myself beloved on this earth, and see all other beings as beloved, worthy of love and care. All beings, all humans, all animals, all sentient beings. May all beings everywhere be held in love and care. May they know their own goodness. May they be free. Everyone. Thanks for your practice. So I want to read the poem again by Raymond Carver. It's called Late Fragment, and it was published in A New Path to the Waterfall by Atlantic Monthly Press in 1989, and it is, as I mentioned, the last poem by the poet and short story writer. It's the final poem while he had cancer. So, and did you get what you wanted from this life? Even so, I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth. Oh, cut and paste this to chat. For those of you who are visual, can see it. And I fully trust that Neil is going to send it later to the He's smiling, thumbs up. He's going to send it to the PR mailing list. So, this is simple and radical practice. So simple, yet radical. Just as how simple this poem is, and just radical this in its simplicity. So much one can say, both about the practice and the poem, and I want to leave it for you to explore in small groups. What a beautiful opportunity to explore for your own sake. What is it like? It might be challenging to call yourself beloved. Maybe there is a part of you that comes up. No, no, you don't deserve it. Can you go, oh, you're beloved too. It's okay. Judgmental mind. It's okay. You're trying to protect me. You're trying to love me. I love you. And what if just for a moment I call myself beloved? It's okay. Oof. What does that do? What does that do to the sense of your beingness, both with your, with respect to yourself and the respect to others, with respect to all beings? Because when we really let ourselves crack open in this way, we can see the beauty, the vulnerability of all other beings. We're so vulnerable in this being human. So inviting you in the small groups, size of 2 to 4, average of 3, I hope, to take a minute for your own benefit. How was this practice for you? Were there moments, were there aha moments, were there moments of challenge? Offer a nugget for your own exploration, for your own exploration, and then allow others to do the same. And this opportunity, of course, it can always be the sense of, oh, I don't want to engage. And I know that. I know that myself quite well. And yet it's so nourishing. I'll share with you actually today, as I participated in the Spirit Rock Teachers Retreat, and we had, you know, triads, and we were sharing, and just this can be so profound to engage with exploring for your own sake. I mean, that's the crux of it. It's not to educate others, to impress others. You are opening your mouth to say, oh, how this lands for me is, and then explore. Really, it's an in this, the groups are an internal act. See how that can be radically different than, oh, just, you can even close your eyes as you're sharing so you can go internal. If you're receiving, though, please keep your eyes open. Share a nugget if you wish. You can say pass. You can always say pass. And let it go round and round a few times. How is this practice for you? Aha moments, challenges. Okay, I'm going to open the rooms. Oh, let's go alphabetical order. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another with metta. Yeah, imagine, call each other beloved. I know this can sound strange, but I'm asking you. Yeah, that's it. So the strangeness of it, like, hello, beloved. Like, oh, wow, that's wild. But see, we are all beloved. We are all beloved. We're object of affection for others. So, yeah, try it on for size. All right, here we go. Enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed. So we have some time for reflections, for comments, for questions. And if you'd like to raise your Zoom hand, then I can see you. That would be great. And also, let's see, I'm going to change chat so you can put your reflections in chat too if you want. So, especially if you haven't spoken lately, we'd love to hear from you. What was this like? The invitation to share is a gentle one for the sake of all of us. We're all exploring and practicing and figuring this being human out. Cindy.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you. It's been a while. I also just came back from a retreat today, a Vipassana retreat, and I kind of lost it on the retreat over a white hair that I found on my head. It was very short. It was like a baby hair just coming out, and I was just trying to pull it out in the bathroom. And I couldn't. It was too short, and I didn't bring a tweezer. And I kind of lost it. And then I brought this to the bhikkhuni. It was a monastic at the retreat I could interview with. And I also told her about the pain on my body, this complex that I've been working with that has to do with my deep-rooted self-harshness and judgment from my Chinese upbringing, and just taking that upon myself to be harsh and only believe I'm lovable within a very small bound of existence, like useful, young, smart, successful, and all that. All that identity has been dissolving over the past couple of years for me. Yet this hair, I couldn't deal with. And the practice that I was given is just to tell myself I love myself in my worst state. So I ended up kind of like the poem, you know, call myself, I love you, Cindy, even if you're old, sick, all your teeth fall out. If you're poor and successful, just like all my worst, even if all my worst nightmare comes true, I will still love myself. And that's what I got from my retreat. There's a lot of metta in the end.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for sharing. It's profound what you just shared, beautifully, eloquently put. This is it. This is the heart of it. This conditional love that we, you know, we withhold love if we are young and successful and we look a particular way, and you know, all these things, as you said, and yet we're worthy of love and care. It's just as simple as that. Oh, to see this, to see this. Wow. Thank you for bringing this into this space and unpacking. I think the poem and the teaching was pretty pith. And I just love how you unpack the live, lived experience of what it shows up when love is conditional. And the antidote is just to love yourself. As you, I love the practice the nun offered you, and just loving yourself in your quote unquote worst. I don't think it's worst, but anyway, in this state of thing, you know, as it's not, you know, things that we expect of ourselves. Just, yeah, I'm so glad you're here today, Cindy. Anything else you want to say? I'm so glad you brought this in. It's beautiful. And I love, by the way, seeing all the hearts in this space, all all the hearts that were lit up with red hearts when you shared. Anything else you want to add?
I guess keep practicing. Even when it feels, I don't really feel like it. I think I haven't been keeping up with it. Was my practice, but yeah,
and it can be very simple too. So that I'll say this, so that practice doesn't become a grim duty. Like I have to practice because that's another should. I'm not lovable until I practice. Like,
yes,
be aware of that one, right? You're lovable regardless of whether or not you practice. You'll be loved regardless, just regardless. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Cindy. Lovely. Colin.
Hey, Nikki. Yeah. What do you say to people who like practice has really expanded like my heart and my compassion just naturally? but I feel very robotic in metta practice, and it feels almost like pointless to me at times. I mean, I can understand the value of it, but yeah, I just experience a lot of compassion for myself or other people. But when I do like metta and I like actively try to do it, it feels like robotic and not really great,
Yeah.
honestly.
Okay, great. So what I hear, let me make sure I hear you right. So what you're saying, Colin, is you've noticed that practically in daily life, your kindness for yourself, your kindness for others, compassion has expanded as you, for example, you mess something up as we all do, and you're less judgmental, kinder. So that you notice that has happened through practice. And when you're practicing metta, it feels robotic, like you're just saying the phrases. It's not like landing. You're not connecting hard quality. Am I hearing that right? Is there more you want to unpack for me?
No, that's exactly.
Okay, great. So a couple of things. One is it's okay. Sometimes it feels robotic. It's fine. You just say the phrases and you trust that it's working because it's working. Look at you. I mean, in daily life, it's shifting, it's changing. And I don't know if you've heard this story, which I really love, is from Sharon Salzberg, who really introduced this practice, brought it from the East. The practice of metta, and she says, and she writes her in her book Loving Kindness, that the first time she did a self retreat, self metta retreat, she found it the most boring, the most excruciating, pointless exercise, this practice, and she thought she had completely wasted her time. And then she drops a vase, and the phrases that come up are, "Oh, Sharon, you're a klutz, and I love you anyway." Like, oh, wow, something happened in this robotic, like this excruciatingly boring, painful experience. So you're in good company. And I've seen many, many practitioners who report the same. So that's one way to feel into it. Like, it's okay. This is just what it is. Okay. Like, hey, Sharon Salzberg, the queen of metta, she's just, so you're in good footsteps. That's one thought. And another reflection is, there are some ways that you can still, work trying to connect with it. Again, not as it should. I have to connect, but I'm curious. Let me see if I can imagine myself as a young child. Oh, that works for 5 minutes. Oh, great. Or for 2 minutes. Oh, great. Or I can do it for my pet dog. Or just, there are ways that you can be creative, and that's what we also do here at Happy Hour. We try to be creative in ways of bringing these in. So, how does that land for you? Both of those answers.
Very good. The relief that Sharon Salzberg had the same experience, that's great. And yeah, it's I like getting creative with it. I'll
Great.
keep playing around,
Great. Awesome. And if it's robotic, it's robotic. That's your way of, it is what it is. Don't fight it. Awesome. I'm so glad you brought it
Thanks.
up. Thanks,
Thanks, Nick.
Colin. Thank you. Stephanie, what's up?
I actually have to leave in a moment, but thank you so much, first of all, for the Raymond Carver poem. But the other thing is for the word beloved, because it has a completely different connotation than any of the other words I think that we use with regard to love. And it's unlike, as a person in my group said, unlike compassion, it's not a lazy word. It's pointed and it means exactly what it says. It's like, to me, it's being held in love, be loved. So thank you for that. It just opened things up.
That is lovely, Stephanie. Thank you for highlighting and unpacking that. Yes, right. Like words like metta, compassion. Like, what does it exactly mean? Let's unpack it. How do I relate to it? But Beloved, be loved. Wow. I mean, it doesn't get simpler than that. Be to be held in love. And I love how you're holding your hands. Like you're holding a gentle bird almost. That's how I see, like a little hummingbird or something who's injured. You're holding it. Like, be loved, that tenderness, gentleness of holding ourselves in love and care. Just oh dear heart, you had a hard day, honey. Oh, look at you. It's just holding ourselves the same way we would hold again a hummingbird that's run out of juice because they flap their wings so hard and they get it's like our anxiety, like, oh, this is hard, I need to do this and do that. Exhausted, they fall and like, oh, here you are, sweetheart. This is, yeah, life, being human is tough, being a hummingbird is tough. Beloved, beloved, you are beloved. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for bringing that in. And I see in chat reflection, when I look at everyone on the screen, I think, who wouldn't love you? But sometimes I don't feel that way about myself. Ah, and I see the reflections. You are our beloved and loved Sangha friend. Oh, that is so sweet. I love that reflection for you, Noella. That's very sweet. And maybe one practice I invite is, as you see, looking at people on the screen, and oh, they're beloved. Like that, look at yourself as someone you don't know. Like, oh, she's a beloved too. Look at her. Oh, like, oh. So do a bait and switch. Like warm up your heart on other people. Like, oh, that person is so beloved. And then switch your eyes to yourself. Oh, that person too, I guess that's me. Okay, that person is below. So that's kind of fun. Rebecca, you get the last word.
Thank you. I really wanted to say that I really appreciate the different poems and different things that you have brought to this. I feel like they are, you use the word poignant, and that is really what it feels like. And especially today, that word beloved really has such an impact. And so I just wanted to say that I really appreciate that. And I think you mentioned Train Dreams, the movie last week, maybe, and I watched it and it was really so unexpectedly beautiful. Even it was just really lovely and so just so much. And so I appreciate just all the different things that you mention and you bring in. Yeah. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much for being part of this beautiful sangha. Beautiful people like you make this special. And that's why I show up, because of all of you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here if you weren't here. So thank you for your practice. And yes, I'm so glad you watched that movie. Oh my God, Train Dreams, if you guys haven't seen it. It's profound. It's just, oh, it is. It's such a beautiful, heartfelt movie. So we're at time. Thank you all for your practice, beloveds. Thank you for your practice, beloveds, for aligning your heart with your intentions. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy and free, including ourselves. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to invite you all to unmute yourselves. Where are you, controls? You keep moving. Here we go. Ask all to unmute. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Thank
you.
you, Sandra.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye,
Love
everyone.
It. Beautiful
Thank
shares.
you, Nikki.
Bye. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, beloveds.
Padma. Yes.
Bye. Thank
Thank
you,
you.
beloveds.
Bye.
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 Parents.